scent is such a powerful medium. It makes us travel in time and space. It triggers our emotions, memories. It influences our state of mind and our well-being. It helps us focus on our inner core, and from that place, you know, we can more fully connect with others and the world. That is what every human stands for.
Welcome to this episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Frederik Durink, and I'm an artist technologist. Together with fragrance designer Anahita Mechanic, we're Every Human, and we created the world's first AI scent creation platform. Originally, I'm a documentary filmmaker. But at a certain point, I had the urge to make art that was not commissioned. That was actually later in my career. And what I did notice, even while I was still studying and working on my graduation project, that what was really missing from my work was the sensorial impact. And it triggered me. I went on creating multi-sensory art pieces, and someone once described them as a form of expanded cinema. And I really feel that.
For me, it was different. I'm Iranian of birth, and I grew up surrounded by many spices, flowers, a very flavorful and scent-filled life, thanks to my mom and grandmother in particular. And it wasn't until later that I fell into the world of perfumery. And once I did, I immediately recognized that it had meaning and resonance for me. It is a work of interpretation and a language on its own, a form of beauty and artistry that touches all of us. At first, the practice of scent design was very foreign and difficult for me. I would be sitting in smelling sessions with senior developers, and while they were talking about scent lineage and history, I just could not see it. But over the years, working on multiple projects and with many talented perfumers, you know, I built my own dictionary of smells and associations, and it's an ongoing practice. Frederick and I met in New York during an initiative that was about the future of scent. It was a very futuristic and artistic sort of innovation platform, and it was commissioned by IFF, where I was working at the time as the director of marketing. The premise of the initiative was conversations between a perfumer and a scientist on more macro and universal topics. One conversation in particular between a perfumer and a musician that only used computer-generated sound led to this aha moment that happened during a brainstorm session when Frederick sort of thought of this idea of generative scent design. And quickly after that, a first sensory machine was born, and it became the initial proof of concept and the blueprint of what we are now doing, you know, over 5-6 years later.
So for us, although we had an idea, what we really needed was a name to bring it together. And for us, that was Every Human. The idea behind Every Human is it really lets anyone to create a bespoke perfume with our technology. So on one hand, it's the program, the AI-driven program, and on the other hand, it's the hardware that allows people to create their custom scent in the moment, on the spot. And for us, the name Every Human really captures the essence of what we do. It's about offering all audience the ability to play, to experiment, to discover, you know, and really see scent as an experience. And key driver in that is really the joy of creation, allowing people to play and to create their own scent.
So, you know, funnily, you could say that the core isn't even about scent. It's really about exploring, you know, ourselves and this human journey, incredible journey that we're all on. And scent, you know, is such a magical, profound and visceral compass for all of us because it connects to so many areas of our life. And that's where our interest and our passion lies. We created Every Human together. So, you know, you can say we're kind of a two-headed dragon. And in this duo, I bring in more the, you know, the articulation of what is more typically done in the industry and act as a bridge between the more traditional scent world and what we do.
So we created Every Human together. And you could say that we're like really a two-headed monster. Anahita's like fully on the scent part, deeply. Together we do the brand a lot. And I am more coming at it from a design perspective and as well a technical level, do the architecture. And I like that for myself, because it's playing chess on different boards at the same time. So on one hand, the very technical, the positioning, the design, all of it.
Coming from a more traditional scent design background, you know, having worked in the industry on a B2B level, you know, the value and the power that excites me in what we have created is that this technology gives anyone the capacity to engage with scent and helps them get a head start with a craft that is, you know, very, very difficult, very time-consuming, and takes many years. So what we're, you know, hoping to do is allow people, regardless of not having that knowledge built over the years, at least start being a little bit more engaged with scent and discover for themselves what this creative process can be.
If you look at the industry traditionally, fragrances are bought off the shelf. And with our platform, you can create your own scent. And right now, it's still based on a questionnaire, but close in the future, it's going to be automatically based on your Facebook feed or your Instagram account or maybe your Spotify playlist. It will know if you want it to be calmed down a little bit, what to give you, or if you want to be energized as well, what to give you. It might even make you sleep better. And because it's made to order in real time, and it was not our starting point, but it is a really big effect, we're really minimizing a lot of waste.
So nothing exists before you interact with the sensory machine. And you are truly the inspiration and the co-creator. And I think that's the you know, the big value and the big excitement that we bring with this technology is that anyone can engage with scent regardless of their level of knowledge. And it's a very iterative, they can jump into the creative process, they can continue it for themselves. And you know, the fact that we're also not pre-producing hundreds of thousands of bottles makes this model more sustainable, and that is something that is very close to our hearts.
For us, a thing that's been the core is it is being really produced in front of your eyes. So the whole process is extremely transparent, and therefore, and because you're so involved in it, people get a different connection with the outcome. In a way, and that's really, you know, one of the things we focus on and we push for, is that people become creators, some sort of a creator. It has been a very demanding 5 years until now. it's really pushing us to our limits in what we can do and how to overcome obstacles, problems. But it's been extremely fulfilling as well and rewarding. Sometimes we come in situations and we look at each other like, what is this? And for me, I had really a few very clear conscious choices. I knew it was going to be really crazy hours and a lot of stress. But I really consciously chose to say, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is what I really want to do. So, you know, all the agony or the frustration is often when I feel that, I said, no, this is what you wanted to do. And it makes it acceptable. And, you know, and I'm very happy in what I do because it's such a clear choice. What we find very interesting and already, you know, proud of is, you could say that with every human we created algorithmic perfumery, and that in itself is become a category of its own. It's a materialization of what, you know, the future of perfumery or maybe even consumerism could look like. Custom-made, hyper-personalized, and although we're very small yet, it's just a first dent. I'm not crazy or anything. You know, I'm very aware that it is small. But yes, conceptually, it's there. You know, we made a dent.
So have we let the genie out of the bottle? And now that it's out, is there any way of getting it back in? That's a question I sometimes ask myself. We've definitely, yes, like Frederick said, made a small dent. But I feel that it's opened up a really exciting new way, a new path. In a way, you could say that, you know, we hope to enable everyone and anyone who's interested in scent to, you know, have their design dreams come true.